Today, I want to discuss how important it is that you fall asleep with the right images, sounds, and thoughts in your mind, because it's influencing your life, and maybe not in the way you want. Well, let's roll things back a little bit so I can cover some basics. It's well documented that children between the ages of about 2 to 7 years old are predominantly in the theta brainwave state. The theta brainwave state is resonant with the process of developing our core selves, our inner selves. When in that theta state, what we learn is deeply accepted as truth. The things we store in our memory become springboards for our future. And our ability to listen to and understand our intuition is cultivated here in the theta state. It's totally understandable how children live in this state for their foundational years. It's such a brilliant survival mechanism. It's where they learn the truths about life so they can navigate theirs with the best chances of success. And even though as adults, we don't live primarily in the theta state like children do, we do shift through it each day. So let me explain. When we're intently concentrating, such as when taking a test or doing a really important task, we're in what's called the gamma state. But when we're catching up with friends, having a coffee, or doing our grocery shop, or just everyday things, we tend to be in the beta state. But then when we kind of slow down in the day, we start meditating, or we're just relaxing from having a busy day, we'll shift into alpha state. It's at the point where we unwind further, rather nestling into bed or really relaxing, that we can move through theta state. This is the sweet spot between the alpha and the delta. And the delta is where we go when we get into a deep sleep. In this sweet spot, the theta, it pulls us back into the highly suggestive phase of ourselves, even just for a little while. Remember, theta is where we learned our truths. And theta is where we continue to learn those truths. This is where we plant the seeds of what our reality becomes. And the theta state is where whatever we mentally digest in that moment becomes truth, and it's stored in your memory as such. So I want to ask you, where are you while you're falling asleep? What are you doing as your eyes start to droop closed? What are you thinking about as you waft into Wonderland? Are you watching violent or aggressive videos? Or are you reading about destitute and destruction? Are you replaying bad memories over and over again or worrying about the future? Remember, you're in the theta state at this point in your day, and your subconscious is learning about whatever it is you're showing it, and it's learning it as a truth. So be wise and show it what you want, not things you don't want or that you would repulse at in your life. Making a simple change for those theta moments each day can and will influence what you will be like tomorrow. Making a simple change of not watching violence, aggression, greed, destitute, sadness, all of those negative things by switching to positive, love, happiness, laughter. It's worth making that step because you can cultivate your best truth that way. I think it's worth making that easy change to cultivate the truths for my life. What about you? I think you're worth it too.